Western media complicit in war crimes. The civilized world recently saw a horrendous massacre of up to 50 women and children at a wedding party in Yemen carried out by the US, British and French-backed Saudi Air Force. Two wedding halls in Hajja province were obliterated in the airstrikes. Body parts were strewn among the debris in a hellish scene. Among the carnage, a little boy was found by civilian rescuers clinging desperately to the body of his dead father. He refused to let go of his father's bloodied corpse, clinging to the hope that his parent was still alive. There was hardly any coverage of the slaughter in Western news media. Yet the incident was nothing other than a massacre of civilians by Saudi warplanes, armed and fueled by the US, Britain and France. A war crime. Abominably, the Hajja bombing was just one of many such war crimes committed by the Western-backed Saudi regime on Yemen over the past 3 years. Contrast that Western media indifference to Yemen's suffering with the saturated coverage given to a fabricated incident in Syria over an alleged chemical weapons attack in Douma on April 7th. Videos of dubious provenance were played over and over on Western media purporting to show children suffering from chemical exposure in Syria. Strangely, the pitiful scene of the Yemeni wedding hall massacre and the little boy among the carnage gained negligible Western media coverage. A week after the Douma incident, on April 14th, after much hysterical condemnation of the Syrian government and its Russian ally, US President Donald Trump and his British and French partners in crime ordered a barrage of missile strikes on Syria in what was supposed to be revenge for the alleged atrocity in Douma. Trump, Theresa May, and Emmanuel Macron made anguished statements about human suffering in Syria. On Yemen, they say nothing. Just recently, Russian authorities facilitated testimonies by families from Douma at the Hague headquarters of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. British and American officials decried it as Russian theatrics without even bothering to listen to the testimonies. Children who had previously appeared in dubious videos released by terrorists in Douma testified that they were orchestrated unwittingly for a propaganda video on April 7th purporting to show chemical weapons had been used. It turns out that no chemical weapons were used at all. Medics in Douma confirmed that too. The Douma incident was undoubtedly a false flag. There was no chemical weapons attack at all. It was a brazen fiction amplified by Western media. Shamefully, Western media have just blatantly dropped the Douma story, probably in light of the evidence emerging about the false flag. But based on that stunt, the US, France and Britain launched over 100 missiles on Syria. The US-led airstrikes were based on a lie. The strikes were therefore a grave violation of international law, a war crime. The Western media, in their reckless, hysterical coverage of the Douma incident alleging a chemical weapon attack, thus stand accused of complicity in the subsequent criminal US-led airstrikes. But where is the Western media coverage and outcry over a real atrocity which happened in Yemen? Like many other real atrocities that have occurred in Yemen from Western-backed Saudi airstrikes, the Western media act as conduits for covering up the crimes by omitting to report on the horror. Another distorted priority in Western media was the massive coverage given to an incident in Toronto where some deranged individual killed 10 pedestrians with a van. A terrible crime in Toronto, no doubt, but nothing on the scale of dozens of women and children being butchered in Yemen by US, British and French-backed Saudi warplanes. The near-complete absence of reporting on the barbarity inflicted in Yemen with the support of Western regimes is an example of how Western media operate like propaganda services. No wonder that Western regimes get away with such crimes in Yemen and elsewhere when the news media in those countries are shamefully derelict in reporting on the crimes of Western regimes and holding the latter to account. To accuse Western media of being derelict is perhaps too generous a criticism. They are in fact complicit in war crimes by their deliberate distortion and omission. Their complicity is compounded by their arrogance in proclaiming to be independent professional journalism. It is sickening when Western media outlets continually boast about their excellence in journalism. Celebrity self-inflated journalists like Christiane Amanpour at CNN or Stephen Sucker at the BBC talk about digging for truth and understanding and heart-talking. Why isn't Amanpour digging for truth and understanding in the blood-soaked rubble of Yemen? Why isn't Sucker heart-talking to Western foreign ministers about their crimes in Yemen and Syria like he rudely tried to do recently with Russia's Sergei Lavrov? They don't because they are vastly overpaid propaganda artists in the service of global arrogance or imperialism led by the US. These people, like the news organizations they work for, are vile charlatans. The Western media are propaganda cleaners for their criminal regimes. The recent distortion about a false flag in Syria and the horror in Yemen is the proof.